Once upon a time, there was a man who, like I just told you, really had a hard time believing in the Christmas story. You know, the whole God born a baby in a manger story, you know, and all that. Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about him. He wasn't a Scrooge, and he wasn't a mean person. He was a kind and a decent person. He was a good man. He was a very good man. He was loving and generous to his family and respectable in his dealings with other people. So pretty much an all-around good guy. But he just didn't believe in all that incarnation stuff about Jesus, which the churches proclaim and celebrate at Christmas time. It just didn't make sense to him. And he was too honest to pretend otherwise. He just couldn't swallow the whole Jesus story about God coming to earth as a man. So, on Christmas Eve, he told his wife, "I'm truly sorry if this upsets you, but I'm not going with you to church this Christmas Eve." He told her that he'd feel like a hypocrite and that he'd much rather just stay at home, but that he would wait up for them. So his wife and their children left to go to Christmas Eve midnight service, and he stayed home. Shortly after the family drove away in their car, snow began to fall. He went to the window to watch the flurries getting heavier and heavier. And then he went back to his fireside chair and began to read his newspaper. A few minutes later, he was startled by a thudding sound. And then another, and yes, and yet another. Sort of like a loud thump. At first he thought someone must be throwing snowballs against his living room window. But when he went to the front door to investigate, he found a flock of birds, and they were huddled miserably in the snow. Well, they had been caught in the snowstorm, and in a desperate search for shelter, they had tried to fly through his large landscape window. That's what had been making the thumping sound, those birds hitting the window. Well, he couldn't just let those poor creatures just lie there and freeze. I mean, he felt sorry for them, and he wanted to help. So he remembered the barn where his children stabled their pony. He thought if he could just direct the birds to it, the barn would provide a safe and warm shelter where they could spend the night and wait out the storm. What a great idea. So he quickly put on his coat and galoshes and tramped through the deepening snow to the barn. When he got there, he opened the doors of the barn wide open and turned on a light so the birds would know the way in. But the birds didn't come in. They just kind of fluttered around aimlessly on the cold snow. The man tried to get their attention, but that just seemed to scare them, and they moved further away. He figured food would entice them. So he hurried back to the house, and he fetched some breadcrumbs and sprinkled those on the snow, making a trail of breadcrumbs that led to the yellow-lighted, wide-open doorway into the stable. That's the answer. But to his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs, and they just continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. He tried catching them, but he could not. He tried shooing them into the barn by walking around them, waving his arms. But instead, they scattered in every direction. Well, every direction except into the warm, lighted barn. Oh, how he wanted to help them find their way in. He really did. He really cared for those birds, but he just couldn't figure out how to get them into the barn. So he watched them just fluttering around aimlessly. And that's when he realized they must be afraid of him. The birds were afraid of him. He got to thinking to himself, now to the birds, I must seem like a strange and terrifying creature. If only I could think of some way to let them know that they can trust me, that I'm not trying to hurt them, but to help them. But how? Because every move I make seems to frighten them and confuse them, and they just won't follow. They won't be led or shooed because they fear me. If only I could be a bird myself. If only I could be a bird, so I could mingle with them and speak their language and tell them not to be afraid. Then I could show them the way to the safe, warm barn. But I would have to be one of them, wouldn't I? I'd have to be a bird so they could see and they could hear and they could understand. It was right then that he got it. He got it. All of a sudden, it was so clear. He realized that over 2,000 years ago, God wanted to make absolutely sure that we could understand the power of his grace. So he came to us as Jesus, a person, a real person, a human being, just like us. Jesus, to be our Savior. Because as a person, we could hear him. We could see him. We could understand. And just like those birds who simply needed another bird to show them the way, God came to us as one of us to show us the way to a safe and warm life and fill our lives with grace and peace. The man got it. He finally got it.
Got what?
And it was at that moment, from across the fields of the man's farm, the church bells began to ring. And the sound of those beautiful bells reached his ears above the sounds of the wind. And he stood there listening as they played, "O come, all ye faithful." And he was filled with peace and understanding. And he stood there listening to the bells, pealing the awesome and wonderful glad tidings of Christmas. And with joy in his heart, he sank to his knees in the snow. Merry Christmas. Thank you.